is to play it in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street as our guest. Playing in person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, cold out this morning, 37 degrees at last check at Raleigh Regional Airport at Person County. But no matter the weather, it's always good times at Mayo Park. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely would agree, Rob. You know, a lot of people get, you know, like the fall camping, like the cooler weather where it's not as hot and we're definitely not as busy as we are, as we have been. So, yes, Rob, that's one thing, one plus about the cooler weather. The leaves are starting to change. So, it seems like to me, Rob, it's an uphill battle, with, you know, getting the keeping the leaves up. But as long as we stay on top of it, it's not too bad. So, yes, Rob, it, that, yes.
Well, now, LeBron, you had a fishing tournament this past Sunday, and that's, I guess, the first time that you all have sponsored a fishing tournament on a Sunday. Did you have a pretty decent turnout?
We did, Rob. We had we had 12 boats. I was looking back last year, I noticed we had 13 boats. So, but you know, a couple of factors factored in. You know, I do know another tournament went on that weekend, which is fine. And I know a couple of guys that just couldn't come to fish, but needless to say, the 12 boats that we had, it was some nice fish caught. I think I can't remember ever really seeing 20 pounds of fish caught in a day. And the way we do it is we weigh five fish, and you know, whoever has the most weight wins. So Mr. Zell Barnett, he pulled it out with weighing over 20, I think it was 20, 21 pounds to be exact, and he won the big fish, him and his son. So that was that, but we thank everybody for coming out. We may try to do another one. We don't have one scheduled right now, but talking to the guys, we may try to squeeze another one in before it gets, you know, off of winter. But if not, just know we already have them scheduled for next year. I always tell people every second Saturday, February through June, we definitely have our bass tournaments starting in February. So that's where we keep up with it, Rob. But again, thank you for everybody that came out.
336-597-7806 is your phone number to Mayo Park. They're at the Education and Environment Building. I want to let you know that they have available for rent cabins, picnic shelters. Now, it's no cost to use the picnic shelters, but if you want to ensure and guarantee that that picnic shelter that you want will be available at a certain date and time, if you go ahead and rent it and reserve it, they will, you know, have it for you.
That's correct.
Also, they have the Education and Environment Building available for rent. The amphitheater is available for rent. RV hookups, cabins, and so much more. As LeBron has said, Mayo Park is open January 1st mm-hmm. to December 31st. Okay. Now, LeBron, after Halloween, mm-hmm. you all will just be there offering limited services on the weekends, correct?
So, yes, that is correct. So the way it works, you know, people ask all the time, when do we close or when do y'all shut down for camping? That's the thing about it. As long as everything is running good, we never shut down. So that's the good thing about it, because I know a lot of campgrounds shut down after Labor Day. A lot of campgrounds shut down for the winter months, but not at Mayo. The only thing is we're just physically not there on the weekends. So you still can come and camp, but everything must be done before 5 o'clock on Friday. So you can get a key to the gate and just get you checked in and whatever the case may be. But just know we're physically, the only difference is we're physically not there on the weekend. So, you know, we won't be there cleaning up, getting your trash up like we do, clean the bathrooms like we do. We won't do that until Monday morning when we come back. So, again, just if you're into fall camping, or just know we don't never shut down at Mayo, the cabins and the campground. Again, just give us a call at 597-7806. And likewise, start looking at your calendars for next year.
Well, LeBron, I was going to make mention of that. It's not too early for people to start making reservations for 2022. And also, you know, last year and this year, it's been really busy at Mayo Park with the pandemic. People have been looking away to get out and enjoy. And, you know, Mayo used to be a well-kept secret, But over the years, that secret has pretty much gotten out, and so a lot of people are taking advantage. And, you know, the odd thing about Mayo Park is, and it's not really odd, but people that live within 10 to 15 miles frequent Mayo Park, so it's like a home away from home. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, tell us a little bit of information about the movie at Mayo Park.
Yes, Rob. So we've been having a good success rate this past year. We're just about showing a movie, trying to at least once a month. Mother Nature has cooperated with us for the most part. I think besides one time we had to move it on the inside. But needless to say, we are showing a movie this Friday night, the 22nd, at Mayo, Rob. It will be this Friday night, the 22nd at Mayo. And the way this works is the movie will be the Addams Family. We will show it outside in the amphitheater, weather permitting. But also, Rob, before that, we will be having like Halloween fun games, fun activities for the kids. So bring the kids on out a little bit early. Get there about 5 o'clock, and we're definitely going to – it's going to be a food truck out there, other snacks and prizes, just a Halloween festival for the kids. Everything is 100% free. So that's the good thing about it, Rob. Again, a food truck will be on site, so bring your appetite with you when you come. But just come on out more than anything and have a good time with us at Mayo on this Friday night, October the 22nd, for a free movie and free activities for the kids at Mayo.
Sounds like a good time, to say the least. Now, LeBron, we mentioned a little bit of information about it last week about the hockey game tickets that people can purchase through the Parks and Rec Department. Can you give us a little bit more information on that?
Yes, Rob. So we were able to come across a good deal of tickets, a great deal for some hockey tickets. So with that being said, if you're into hockey, you know that these tickets are expensive, and we were able to get some tickets for $83 a piece. However, like anything else, Rob, you know, we got to get so many people to sign up for it to get it at that rate. So we need as many people as we can to get these hockey tickets for $83. Now, the game is not until February, I believe. So please go ahead and try to get these tickets. It'll make a great Christmas gift. And if you know the tickets, yeah, I'm saying, yeah, they're $83, but that's a huge savings because these tickets are very expensive, and these are some great tickets at center of the ice. So, again, we do have some hockey tickets for sale. The game is not until February. They're $83 a piece. Like I said, they make great Christmas gift. But if you want to take a kid to a hockey game, I've been to one before, and I don't know nothing about hockey, Rob, but it's just interesting to be out there watching, you know, seeing, and I enjoy it myself, the atmosphere and everything. So come on out and try to purchase some of these tickets from us. We need at least 20 people to get them so we can get them for this rate. Just give us a call at 597-1755 for more information.
Well, you know, LeBron, I have been told that the atmosphere of a hockey game is high energy. And as you said, it's very easy to get involved in the spirit and enjoy the game. 336-597-1755 or log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information. Played in person with LeBron Street. LeBron is a spokesperson for the Parks and Rec Department 99.5% of the time. And this morning we've talked about the free movie this Friday night at Mayo Park. It's going to be the Addams Family. Also, if you want more information on those hockey tickets that are available through the Parks and Rec Department, call 336-597-1755. And also, if you're thinking about camping anytime soon at Mayo Park, make your reservations ASAP. Now, LeBron, you said y'all had a good turnout for the bass fishing tournament this past Sunday. So overall, with the cooler weather, I guess maybe the fish are not quite as deep in water and biting pretty good.
Well, like anything else, Rob, like you said, the best is all on the weather, all on the time, and this is the fall spawn going on. But, you know, all last week it was nice and warm, then here comes that cool front on Friday. Because I talked to a couple guys during the week, and they said, you know, we own them, and then here comes the cool front on Saturday. So it kind of embarrassed them, because the cool front definitely changes the game up a lot. So, the fish, the bass were doing very good Saturday. The crappie's been doing extremely good this year. I honestly have never seen them do that good. So, but a bad day of fishing beats any good day at work. So, come on out.
Now, LeBron, if folks just want to come down and walk the nature trail at Mayo Park, maybe play the disc golf course, or who knows, they may want to throw a few horseshoes, is it any charge for anyone to do that?
No, Rob. All that is 100% free. Come on out. Disc golf has become a lot more popular since the pandemic. A lot more people are starting to play the course at Mayo. I don't know about the other two courses in the county, but I can only speak for Mayo, and it's been getting used a lot. So come on out and try it. The horseshoe pits. Everything is 100% free to use. The only time we charge, Rob, is if you want to rent something from us. So come on out and enjoy it. It's open anytime, Rob.
They have paddle boards, canoes, and kayaks available for rent on a first-come, first-served basis. Also there at Mayo Park, you will be pleasantly surprised. They have modern bathroom facilities, playground equipment, pretty much something for everyone. They have RV and camper hookups with water and electric. LeBron, how many total sites do you have?
For RV sites, Rob, we have a total of we have 28 sites, but I'm going to say just a good 25 of them, you know, are for RVs.
Right.
So come on, I always tell people, you know, come on out and look around. So when you call and try to make reservations, you can halfway see what the site looks like.
Right. So the address for the Education and Environment Building at Mayo Park is 1013 Newell Store Road. The telephone number is 336-597-7806. Also, if you want to play tennis, you have two opportunities to do that here in Roxborough. One set of tennis courts are at Huck Sansbury Park. The other one is at Person High School. No charge to play tennis. Also, if you want to get out and walk on these brisk mornings or late afternoon, anywhere from Roxburgh, Person County, within a 10 to 15 minute drive or less, you can be at one of the many parks. It's maintained by the Parks and Rec Department of Roxburgh and Person County. So it's always something to do and always something going on with the Parks and Rec Department. LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning and sharing some good information with our listeners.
My pleasure, Rob. You and all listeners have a great day.